Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because... I got the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You are listening to Hashtag No Filter on Revolver. Hi guys, and welcome to episode 85 of Hashtag No Filter. Today's episode is with the wonderful Crystal Faircloth. You all may know her from her website, her blog, A Pinch of Lovely. She's kind of like an OG in the blogging world. And she also more recently started a podcast called Slow Your Scroll Podcast, which I was actually on a few weeks back. So I'll link to that in the show notes if you want to listen to that. Crystal is just so sweet, so fun to talk to. We talk about all sorts of things, how she got her start, how she kind of pivoted from what she was doing to what she's doing now, how she manages it all. She's a wife, she's a mother, she has a podcast, she has a website, she has a lot going on. How it's been for her during all the craziness in the world right now, how she's grown her Instagram following, and so much more. It's a really fun episode. She's just so, so sweet and really just great to talk to. Before we get into the episode, I did want to mention this week I launched my Patreon page finally. I know I've been talking about that for a little while. If you're unfamiliar with Patreon, it is a membership platform that podcasters, bloggers, YouTubers, content creators in general use. And it's a way for you, the listeners, the audience, to get more content, exclusive content, perks, and much more for a very small fee each month. And I just launched my page. So I have six different tiers, so six membership options, all with different perks, fun perks. And I'm really excited about it. Thank you all so much already for all the support. If you are interested in it, go to patreon.com/JulieLauren. I will also link that in the show notes. And without further ado, here is Crystal Faircloth on episode 85 of Hashtag No Filter. Welcome, Crystal. Thank you so much for coming on Hashtag No Filter.
It feels like we just spoke, but really a lot has happened since the last time I talked to you. So thank you.
I mean, I feel like we literally just spoke. Like was it 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago?
I feel like it was 2 weeks ago, but how in the world has it? I mean, I don't know. A lot has transpired. I feel like we're just going to not even skip a beat with this.
No, exactly. It's crazy. Just things are, we're going to get to all the things. So first I want to start with, for those who aren't familiar with who you are, I'm sure most people are, but for those who aren't, can you give a little background of who you are, how you got into what you're doing, and like a little synopsis of your life?
Sure. So I'm Crystal Faircloth. I am in Baton Rouge. I was an art major, studio art, spent a lot of time in studios with paintbrushes and charcoals and you name it. And I went into graphic design and I worked for the LSU athletic department for almost 10 years with all my internship years included in that. But I worked with a lot of men who wore sweatpants to work, workout gear. I was on a football field, on a track, taking pictures and kind of just overseeing photo shoots and all of, you know, the production that goes into the publications for athletics. It wasn't glamorous by any means. So I was looking for an outlet to share some of my other passions. You know, I didn't really get to get all dressed up for work like some people do. So I would, I started blogging before it was a thing. And
Wait, what year was this? What year did you start blogging?
So trick question. I've actually had two blogs. So the first the first one was probably 2010 and it was just graphic design. Like I just share projects that I was working on. And this was right around Pinterest beta. I don't even know how I was invited to be a member of Pinterest beta. That's I wild. Literally had nothing. So that was around then. And that's really when I started realizing people were like posting outfits, just like pictures mm-hmm. of themselves. I was like, wow, that's kind of fun. So what did I do? I got out my little point and shoot digital camera, the ones that you would stick in your purse and go to the bar with back in the day.
Yes.
And all of my blog post photos for the first few years probably were headless. Like I cropped my head out. I was like, this is weird. Like, what if people see this on Pinterest and realize it's me, like with my face in it? So I would just like crop my head out of all my pictures. And then, the first blog was, I think it was just my name at the time, Crystal Bennett.
Yeah.
And then, I was like, let me have all these girls have like cutesy names. So I'm going to like try to add a name. And then a pinch of lovely.blogspot.com, because it was
our blogspot little blogger days.
And so that was probably around 2012 when I finally just got the blogspot and was official with that, and just been trucking away. And at some point I realized that I was making the same salary through my blog that I was my full-time job. And I was like,
wild.
What could I do with it if I had even more time to devote to it?
Right.
So eventually I just went full-time and became my own creative director instead of anyone else's.
So when did you go full-time? How many years did you have the blog before you went full-time?
I think that was 2015 when I left.
Okay. Athletics. So 5 years you've probably been full-time blogging?
Well, I left athletics and I went to another job as a kind of like a design director there, mm-hmm. which only took me about a year being there. And I was like, you know what? My gut feeling was right. And I knew leaving athletics was right, but I got it wrong in taking another job. I should have just
You should have just gone headfirst blog. Got it. Yep. So you've been doing it now several years.
Full time. Yeah. It feels like a lifetime.
Wild. And most recently you started a podcast, Slow Your Scroll podcast. So when exactly did that launch and how did that come to be?
I started Slow Your Scroll. I started really putting the work in around August last year. Mm. I had no idea that starting a podcast was basically like restarting an entire blog with all just kind of the back end things, learning tech, learning all these new things. And so I think we finally launched the first episode in November, which probably wasn't the best plan. Like, I think in my mind, I was like, I'm going to start in September. So definitely took a lot longer. There's a whole like scheduling curve and editing curve. And I literally launched in Q4, which is the worst time ever to try to like produce something new content wise. Mm-hmm. But I think that was probably best because I feel like I've finally gotten my footing down.
Exactly. That's so now you have. And so when you started or when you thought to start the podcast, what was the inspiration behind that? You wanted to expand your platform, allow for other voices on it. What was kind of that? I guess your inspiration behind it.
Yeah. So a bit of burnout, I think. And I can maybe get a little astrological here, but I'm a Gemini and I get bored easily. So most of the time I always have to have some kind of change to keep me interested. For me, all these years, the blog has been that change. And now that I've been doing it so long, I think I just need something else, like another spark. I was like, well, I know nothing about podcasting. Let me try this. So it's just like I'm always kind of trying to learn something else. Also just a little burnout from doing it so long and kind of trying to lean into a pivot wherever.
A pivot, exactly. Mm-hmm. I love that. Because it's same with, I'm not a Gemini. I'm a Capricorn actually, but I'm very similar in the sense where I can get not like tired of people easily, but of things, of projects. Like I need something going on the back burner. Like I totally get that feeling. Yeah. So if someone asks you, what do? You say you're a blogger / influencer / podcaster? Like, how do you describe what you do? Like if someone random asked.
I literally will say a digital content creator because most people okay. look at me and not even know what I'm talking about. So they don't really ask questions, you know?
Okay.
When I say blogger, they look at me like, okay, you have a hobby. The right, same probably right. with podcasting. I don't know if everyone really knows that there's a, you can kind of make that. I certainly don't make enough from my podcast to turn it into a career. Right. But people have right. and people can.
Oh, of so, course. Of course.
So I just kind of like to use a term that, you know, makes everything sound a little more official, which it is, but I'm creating content for brands.
I love that because I want to ask about the term influencer because obviously people, you know, who follow you, you have a big following. They probably, I mean, do you consider yourself an influencer? Do you hate that word? Like, what are your thoughts
word.
Around
I hate it? The word. And I knew somehow I would probably get to this. I just didn't know it'd be so soon in the conversation, but I really dislike the word influencer. It's not why I ever started a blog. I never want to. I don't ever want to feel like I influence anyone. I'm just trying to share things I like, and which is why I named my blog A Pinch of Lovely. It was just supposed to be like a daily dose of like something pretty.
I love it.
You know,
I love
and it. And I kind of have to like take myself back and remember why I started my blog, and that's why mm-hmm. I just want to share little snippets of things that might bring people joy, like they do for,
right.
for me.
And people happen to catch on and they love it and they follow you, but you don't want to be. There's something about the word influencer that's a little like incredibly arrogant, I think, and self-serving.
It feels wrong. And for me, as someone wrong. Who cannot humble brag, I cannot brag on myself. I don't like it mm-hmm. at all. And I'm also not a salesperson. I just remember right. back to high school yearbook days when I was supposed to sell yearbook ads for the back of the book. And it was like the worst. It was just terrible. Like, I can't ask people for money. Like, it is the worst, cringiest feeling for me. Some people are awful. Great at it. And I'm like, wow, that's no, awesome. Like, awful. Anyone in sales, I'm like, this is great. That's amazing. You can do it. It's just the worst feeling for me of overwhelming.
Oh my God, sales? Awful. Awful.
And that's kind of what it's turned into. And especially with the introduction of IGTV and Instagram stories. Yep. Everything is more sales driven, swipe up driven. And for right. me, I have a reel and it's an ox, like it's really confusing because this is what I do, but I actually sometimes really dread it, which is mm-hmm. also probably why I started feeling burnout and why I started a podcast. Right.
Exactly. Exactly. No, it's a hard, like, you know, cause people will say like, there are girls and guys, but girls that are like, you know, what do you do for, oh, I'm an influencer. Like, there's just something wrong about that.
I could never say that. If someone asked me what I did, I don't think my answer would ever be influencer.
Right. No, it's crazy. But people do look at you like that. You know, it's of course a newer term, but people do use it. And I guess, so on that note, you know, I'm not, you know, of course I don't want to do this episode without bringing this up. And I genuinely want to know, what are you doing? I mean, whether or not you like being called an influencer, you do have a platform. You have a pretty large platform. How are you handling, in terms of your platform, everything that's going on in the world right now? And just like, how are you planning to move forward? Have you figured it out? Are you trying to figure it out? Are you getting feedback from people?
Gosh, it has been quite the year on social media.
Right.
And we're only halfway through it. And
I know, I'm scared.
Never did I ever think that I would be making content inside my house for months at a time. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's just kind of been from one thing to the next. It's been hard to navigate on Instagram. And I knew this day would come. I knew that the day would come where Instagram felt more like Facebook. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I really feel
so
like
funny
that,
to say that. It's so true.
That's what's happened. It went from aspirational and fun and uplifting to now it really is. Now it's not your aunt posting political posts on your Facebook right. feed. It is everyone on your Instagram feed. And mm-hmm. I kind of have to rein myself in and remember why I started my platform. What are the people who do following me for.
Right.
And, you know, I think my gut reaction was, well, I post frivolous things like shopping, beauty, skincare. Mm-hmm. What voice do I have in this? And it kind of made me kind of sit back and I talked to some friends about it. And I talked to someone that I really trust who is a very good friend who is Black of mine. And she was like, Crystal, if people are following you, they follow you for more than just outfits. So I've really had to figure out, like, where am I best equipped to speak and share?
Right.
You're never going to hear me voicing political opinions on my account. Mm-hmm. But I will stand up for what's right. Yep. And I will always try to provide the right resources. So that's kind of been where I've tried to push more energy. Like I do share a lot of shopping. So how can I share new shopping resources or new small businesses that I've never shared before? And now that I do have mom content sometimes, which is also a whole other
thing
to navigate with kids now and how much I actually want to share of my child. But, you know, I have a post going up that shares which books that I've added to his bedtime stories, you know? So there are ways to share without being aggressive in an uncomfortable way. There's a way to be aggressive in sharing and bringing awareness, but you don't want to be aggressive in the wrong ways to make people feel uncomfortable, because I always like for my platform to feel like a safe space. So
I love that.
Rein it back into like safe space. Everyone is safe here. Then I can kind of figure out where to go from there.
And I love that how you're saying that people are coming to you, of course, more than for just shopping. But if you are sharing your shopping finds, now you're looking at ways to incorporate other brands that you haven't, you know, that you haven't shared, or, you know, more, maybe it's more diversity, whatever you're doing. And I think that's really, because people do follow you for a reason. People listen to the podcast for a reason. And so do you feel pressure right now with like everything you're seeing on social media from other influencer, blogger type people? Like, are you feeling pressure, or is it kind of like, you don't even like, how are you feeling?
I don't know if I'd call it pressure. I do think that I have felt a little bit of heaviness and trying to navigate my feed and see who's really being authentic and who might not know what to say. You know, like you're just trying to figure out what is everyone sharing? What are their motives behind sharing it? It feels exhausting. Mm-hmm.
It's exhausting. Totally.
There's a whole cancel culture happening, which makes it all terrifying to say anything. And I just don't know. Sometimes I just need to log off and take a break.
Exactly.
It was my birthday this past weekend, and my gift to myself
happy birthday.
Yeah, I didn't even talk about it. I was like, my gift is just taking a break.
To myself. Did you have a nice birthday?
I did. You know, I did nothing. I didn't have to worry about posting anything. It was fine.
And it's crazy because social media, it's very, this whole cancel culture thing. Like, have you gotten any negative feedback, pushback, or a lot of people are losing followers? It's almost like a lose-lose situation. Like, you post, you lose, you don't post, you lose. Have you noticed that, like, in a significant way, or no?
I think everyone's probably lost followers. Yeah. I just think that's the nature of it. I have not looked. I hate numbers. I am not a numbers person. Like I said, I was an art major. I don't like math. I don't like analytics. And that is probably like a key to my job, but I leave that for my manager because I cannot.
Exactly. Hey, you stay in your lane.
I'm staying in my lane. I will handle the creative process and what I share, but I hate numbers. So I also find they trick my mind a little bit and play around with my mood. So I try to stay away from looking at, you know, the difference in followers. But I do think for the most part, people are going to be losing followers for whatever they say, because your words can be taken a million different ways, no matter if your intention is correct.
Have you gotten feedback? Like, have you or not anything negative? No.
I only got, I'm not going to say negative. It was a challenging message. And I think a lot of good things have come from, you know, what has happened on social media. I think it has made everyone kind of step back and take a second and think about what they're posting. And you know, I even put in my direct in my stories, like, I am open to any messages you want to send me personally. And I am trying to answer every single one of them, you know.
Right.
But I only got one real challenging one.
And yeah, exactly.
It was scary. Let me just say, I did sweat a little bit reading it, kind of got sick to my stomach, but mm-hmm. I did make sure to explain myself. And just for full disclosure, it was, you know, a lot of people right away started posting quotes mm-hmm. or artwork. And someone messaged me and said, you know, if you go to your account right now, you can't readily see that you're an ally. And you know what I mean? And I was like, if you go to the post that I specifically like picked a very special picture that meant a lot to me. And I took a lot of time to put my thoughts into words. And I just kind of explained, like, I took a lot of time into the post that I did post. And it would have been much easier for me to find a quote, but I did it in a different way. And I know that that might not be what you want to see, but that my intention was good. And so that's all you can really, you're just not going to respond to please everyone. But
you're not, and you have to do what you feel is right, and what you know what authentically feels right to you. And it's like you just won't please everyone. But I appreciate the DMs that I've gotten that are not like negative, but more like you said, challenging, wondering why I might have posted something, but not coming from a mean place. Like I'm happy to have that dialogue with people as long as it comes from a respectful place. I don't want to start arguing. Like, that doesn't feel right.
I do want to mention that it was a male who sent the message. So he probably doesn't care about my fashion posts anyway, but he's local. We live in the same city. We probably have a lot of the same common interests. So it was kind of a different perspective that I'm not used to, which I also appreciated. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, absolutely. It's just crazy. Like the power of social media, especially during times like this. And you've grown a very big following. How would you say, like, how did it grow steadily over the years? Or was there one point where just like overnight, it, you know, went crazy? Or how have you grown your following?
I think right now it is so hard to authentically mm-hmm. grow on Instagram mm-hmm. and much like Facebook, now that you have sponsored posts and an algorithm, it's just hard. It's nearly impossible. That's why mm-hmm. loop giveaways have grown and such.
And we'll talk about that.
Yeah. High rates of speed. But for me, I think I got a lot more traction about 2 years ago. And this was before I got pregnant. This was when I was doing a ton of travel. And I just think people were looking at Instagram for a different reason, and they wanted to find the content, the travel content and the outfit content. And maybe they hadn't followed a lot of bloggers yet. So I do feel like 2 years ago, there was kind of like a following spree. And now people have been like, wait, this is too many bloggers in my feed. So they're either removing them or really being thoughtful before they press follow. Right.
So your growth, it sounds like it did not happen overnight, but it happened during a time where you feel it was easier to grow.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So now is like, you're still obviously growing, I imagine, but it's not at the rate that it once was.
Definitely not at the same rate. Wow. And back then I was posting twice a day. And it sounds
twice a day on Instagram. Wow.
In feed, two posts a day. And now I think about it, like, how did I have so much time? How did I do that? Wow. I don't even know. Well, I guess, you know why? Because there was no Instagram stories. So I did have a little more time to probably think about in feed posts. And that's how I do think you had a greater chance of probably being thrown in the explore page or like under a top hashtag if you're posting that often. And now people don't post that often. They post it's like crazy. Once a day or so.
So what advice do you have, any, that you would give someone who's trying to grow their following on Instagram, knowing that there's this crazy algorithm and there's more posts? And do you have advice? I mean, obviously no one has the magic answer here, but like, what's your advice for someone?
My advice is to join TikTok.
Wait, so tell me, are you big on TikTok?
No, I'm not. I'm just, I think this is the new frontier, and am I ready to hop over there? No. Like, I can't imagine how much time people spend creating TikTok content, but it does like, you don't have to post every single day to TikTok. You can be viral on TikTok weeks after you actually post it. So I do think that, you know, Instagram is now more like Facebook, and now TikTok's kind of like how Instagram used to be. People go there to be entertained.
Or escape almost?
Yeah.
Or not even a little bit. Yeah. You know, I'm not on, well, I guess I'm not on TikTok where I create content, but I've joined TikTok just to see what it's all about. And their posts that come up, like you said, it looks like they're from weeks ago. Yep. Like, it's not chronological by any means.
No, and that's what makes it – that's why people are probably getting more popular and going viral easier over there, because there's not this stringent Instagram algorithm kind of thing, and less people are trying to trick the system on that platform.
Right, at least for now. Wait until two years from now.
For now, and there's not ad – like, well, there are ads, but it's not – there aren't SponCon isn't as –
Right.
Frequent.
It's just, it's like, so do you feel for Instagram, even if someone, you know, is consistently posting every day, using the right hashtags, following all the people, engaging? I mean, yes, they'll grow, but there's really, is it very rare, do you think, where someone grows like quickly these, unless you're like a, you know, a celebrity, like a, I don't know, like Jennifer Aniston. I mean, unless you're really someone up there.
I think your content would have to really be different from anything else that's already there. One of the people that I have followed and saw really grow quickly was Tezza. And it was because no one was doing what she was doing. And her content was so different. Her pictures were so striking.
Sorry to cut you off, the legging brand?
No, Tezza, like T-E-Z-Z-A.
Wait, what am I thinking of? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The legging brand.
Well, now I feel really stupid that I'm Googling. Oh, Tezza the – wait. Tezza – oh, so Tezza Barton is the – in. Wait, hold on.
Yeah, and she has her own
– No, it is. Okay, I'm not crazy.
She has an app. She has an app. You can edit all of your pictures with her presets.
Oh, okay. No, sorry. I was thinking of Therese, I believe. So sorry. I'm dumb. But Tezza. Yes, yeah. Tezza. Okay.
She's someone I saw just like shoot up that I followed from very small beginnings.
And I was like, differently.
Yeah. I mean, she really grew a lot and fast.
I want to see if I'm following her. Now I'm like looking on Instagram. Oh, she has a lot of followers.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Wow. I just want to see her. Yeah. No. So it's, so basically if you're doing something different, if that could set you apart, but just posting consistently, like while that's great, it's not a guarantee.
I wouldn't say it's a guarantee. No. You got to pay to play now. Unless you have someone who's good at Facebook ads, because now even a newbie can't just log on to Facebook Ad Manager and know how to put up an ad that's going to work.
Right.
You have to have someone who knows what they're doing.
It makes it more challenging. I mean, it is such a different ball game now than it was with Instagram a few years ago. Mm-hmm. It really is. Wild. So, okay. So aside from, you know, the podcast, the blog, Instagram, you're also a mom and a wife.
Yep, so
No. Mm-hmm. How do you, you're going to be like, I don't, because most, or you're going to, how do you balance it all? Is there a balance?
I don't. So in quarantine, I was losing my mind. Mm-hmm. Because I couldn't get work done. I have a one-year-old who's like walking around, getting into everything. The second I'd sit at a computer, he'd be into something. So it was really hard for me to press the pause button on that. But those are moments I'll never, I guess, what's the right word?
Like, you'll know.
I wouldn't have had them had he been at school.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I am very thankful for those, but it was very frustrating on an everyday basis to just kind of not be able to get done the things I need to do, especially when we're talking about Instagram, which is a world like you need to constantly be on your game or you're going to be left behind. And that's kind of this new thing of like always producing more and more and more content. You can really quickly get sucked up into that mindset, which I was, and I really had to learn to, you know, slow down a little bit, and that's fine.
Right.
That was my lesson for quarantine. Slow down.
Slow down. And so when it's not quarantine, do you work from home? Like separate from quarantine in normal life, you work from home, right?
Yes.
Yes. So what, like, do you, what, I mean, I guess it's different when you're in quarantine. I also work from home, but I don't have kids, but how do you, like, what tips would you give people that are, you know, started working from home for the first time in their life only 2-3 months ago, and you've been doing it for a while? Like, what are your, do you have a designated working space?
I do. So that was also, not so great during quarantine because Jordan took over my designated working space. So my working space got moved out to like the kitchen dining area, which of course, ADD, like I am washing dishes, vacuuming, like doing all kinds of stuff, not even related to work during nap time. But when I'm in my designated space, like I am right now, I get stuff done. I don't have distractions. I moved the dog bed in here, so he's good. But I literally will map out every hour of my day. And that's
how you schedule every single, you have to.
I schedule every single hour almost exactly to where
Go ahead.
Oh, just down to when I need to leave to pick him up from school. Everything is kind of written down.
So what if something that you're doing that you think will take from 2 to 3 o'clock is like 2 to 4 o'clock, you just like shuffle things? Do you get like stress? Are you a type A personality? Like how do you?
I am so type A that it is a problem. if I don't get something finished that I really needed to do, that cuts into my Bravo time, my Real Housewives time, my Netflix time that night. It overlaps. And I would love for every night for me to put down the phone at 7 o'clock, but it's just not the case.
Not the case. Like it can't happen.
And so last night I was in here typing away, just some notes for some things that I had due today. And Jordan comes back and pokes his head in. Cause I had told him like, I want to watch this Jeffrey Epstein Netflix thing.
Yes.
And he comes in and he's like, are we going to watch this tonight or no? I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going to stop typing. And, you know, so it's just kind of like, it's not every night, but some nights I'm still in here after dinner.
Exactly. And it's just, that's how it is, right? Like that's just what has to happen. No, it's hard, especially when you have, you know, a significant other and or a child. And I mean, to be in the same space, I mean, this has been a test of relationships, I feel like the last 3 months, and it's just wild.
It has been a test. That is.
It truly has been. So the last portion of my podcast is the little quick fire round with super fun questions that have nothing to do with anything we just talked about. What should I start with? Okay, so I'm going to just jump in. So if you could have drinks or coffee or lunch or dinner with anyone living or dead, who would it be?
Oh, man. I wish I would have had more time to think about this. Can I give a top three? Okay, so I really would love to go to brunch and have like a boozy brunch with Andy Cohen. I just have so many questions. And like, I know if I gave him a few drinks, he would start spilling some secrets. So I would definitely want to do that. I guess that's my entertainment answer. I would think he's probably my top three for sure.
That would be a really fun boozy brunch. I would want to be at that boozy brunch. Yeah. Love it. If there was a movie made about your life, who would play you?
Oh, wow. You know, I don't really know if she looks like me.
Yeah.
Or, you know, most actresses aren't that tall. So that's also, I'm 5'9". So if we take that out of the equation, you know, let's see. I love Rachel McAdams. I loved her when she was in Mean Girls with blonde hair. I don't know if that would work now, but in that time of her life, I feel like I would have wanted her.
You could see that happening.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm into that. I can see it. If you could go anywhere in the world right now, if like Corona wasn't a thing or, you know, no issue getting on airplanes, where would you go?
I would definitely go back to Italy and do the southern part. So we've already done Tuscany and Florence and kind of drove a car all over that area. But I would love to do the southern part, so the Positano. I'd love to get on a boat and go to Capri. Like, I haven't done any of that. I would love to do that.
Yeah. Love it. And if you could only bring three items, people and pets are already there if you want them there, but three items, what would you bring?
On the trip with me?
Yeah, if you could only bring three things.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wow. Self-tanner. Self-tanner. <Yeah. laughs> Number one. And then I guess I'd only really need a swimsuit and a cover-up that could double as an outfit.
Yes. There you go. You're so efficient.
I guess I need shoes, though.
Yeah, maybe. It depends. You could buy them there, maybe.
Yeah, you're right. I could buy shoes when I get there. Yeah.
Oh, what would your last meal on Earth be?
Oh, definitely Mexican food. Definitely a good guacamole, a good margarita. Yeah.
Yes. Do you like queso? Because I would just want the whole
bowl. Love quesos. I'd just stick a straw in that if that was my last meal. And just, I know it would be Mexican.
Mexican food. Love it. Love it. What's your all-time favorite Holy Grail beauty product?
Oh, this is probably the hardest one you've asked because I am such a crazy person when it comes to skincare. So I have so many products that I use on an everyday basis.
You can pick three.
Okay, three. Top three. Number one would be the SkinCeuticals CE Ferulic serum.
I hear it's amazing.
It is amazing, 100%. Then I would put a retinol, like some, but not just like one from Sephora. Like I would get an actual dermatologist like to give you a retinol. Like I use the Obagi Tretinonin. That's my retinol. And then three would be a great eye cream.
Oh yes. So what's your favorite eye cream? Or do you try different ones?
I've been trying a ton of different ones. I think a good, just light everyday one that I just finished. I just emptied this one. It's the Philosophy. It comes in a little jar. I can't remember.
Okay, and Philosophy is the brand? Good to know.
The brand.
It's great. Like great to know. Good.
It's like, kind of like spongy. It's not really a cream, so you just dab your finger in it, and it's very light, perfect for every day.
And it works amazing. Like, noticeable difference.
Wow. I enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Good to know. Amazing. If what fashion trend do you hope never makes a comeback? Like one you just never got on board with.
I never got on board with Crocs, but
would you consider that a trend though? Because I never liked those.
Here's the deal. My almost 13-year-old little sister stayed the weekend with me and her and my dad ordered her a tie-dye pair of Crocs. And I was like, what is going on? Like, what are you? She's like, these Crocs, you cannot find them anywhere. They're tie-dye. You have to she got on like all these websites, finally found one in her size and ordered the tie-dye Crocs. I kid you not. We go the next day. She wants this, like, there's this new ice cream place that uses liquid nitrogen to like freeze.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen those. Yeah.
Kid you not. The girl behind the counter making the ice cream had the tie-dye Crocs on, the same exact ones she ordered the day before. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, is this a thing? Like, is this? It seems like, and she, in her mind, she's gung-ho with it. And she said, Crocs are back. And I was like, I didn't know that they were really here ever.
Yeah, I wish they weren't ever. I don't know what it is about them. They just make me feel uncomfortable. You know, like the holes.
The holes. And you know, at one point they had little accessories you could decorate the holes with, like charms.
Yeah, that's, yeah. You know, it's funny because I would have said that too. I just didn't think of them as a trend. But to your point, certain generations maybe are just all about them. So
I think in the South too, there's probably a little more popular here. But I will say a few years ago, I did get a campaign invite for Crocs with socks. That was the hashtag, Crocs with socks.
Wait, did you take the campaign?
No, I didn't take the campaign. No, I think that's probably something a lot of people don't realize, but there's a lot of things bloggers will say no to. One of them, you know, I drew the line at Crocs with socks. And
I can't.
The campaign was literally like, show off how you wear your socks with your Crocs. And I thought it was a joke. Like a month later, I saw people in my feed actually participating in it. And I was like, okay, well, there you go. But it was like cool people. You know, like I'm not really cool, like city cool.
You are cool, but I can't imagine like cool people wearing, because Crocs in general, I think are just, there's something about them again that makes me a little nauseous, but Crocs with socks, that just takes another level.
Hashtag Crocs with socks. I wonder if you could still go search that hashtag and find the picture.
I might today. Like that might be my afternoon activity when we're done.
But now they have the Birkenstocks that are kind of made with the same material. I actually got a dupe pair off of Amazon recently just to try them out.
Yeah, and look, they're comfortable. And, you know, it's fine. I mean, look, everything comes back, but I don't think I could wear Crocs. No. I don't.
But I am wearing,
not that I'm cool.
I'm wearing Croc material Birkenstocks today.
There you go. Oh my God. So funny. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Oh man, I would maybe, you know what I wish I could do? I wish I could go back and take business classes.
Yes.
And I think about this all the time, how as an art major who, you know, thinking of art as a career, don't you think you really probably need some business experience, or just how to write an invoice, how to do your own taxes? Like I would go back and give myself a little,
a little boost in the business department. Mm-hmm. I love that. Yep. And what motto or quote or saying do you try to live by every day? Is that a hard one? Or your favorite quote or your favorite motto?
I'm going to tell you one that goes all the way back to high school. And they would say it every day on the announcements. And I thought it was so corny and dumb. And I started telling it to Jordan every morning when he leaves for work.
Oh, what is it?
It's make it a great day or not. The choice is yours. And he literally looks at me like he wants to just like peel out on two wheels. And he's like, goodbye. Because
I kind of like that.
I'm like, make it a great day or not. And I try to wait for him to finish it. And he's like, whatever, bye.
Make it a great day, bye.
But I do think a lot of, you know, how your day goes does have to do with how you started out mentally. So make it a great day.
I love that. I think that's a great one. I love that it goes back to high school. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yep. Before we fully wrap up, for those who haven't followed you yet, I'm sure most are following, but those who haven't, where can they find you, follow you, listen to you, all the things?
Oh, wow. Okay. There are a lot of ways. So the first one would be my blog. And here's the thing. They're all different. So my blog is apinchoflovely.com. And mm-hmm. I originally had an Instagram handle that was the same, but I since changed it to @crystal.faircloth. Mm-hmm. And anytime I say my name over like audio or over the phone, they're like bear claw. And I'm like, no.
I don't hear bear. It's definitely fair, like F as in like fair. Like,
not good, not bad, but fair.
But fair.
Fair and cloth. And I actually had at Fashion Week one year, I know I'm going off still, but I was talking to someone who asked me the name of my blog. She asked me my name and she was like, well, why wouldn't you just name your blog Fair Cloth? Like that seems like much like it just makes sense.
Wait, like the website would be Fair Cloth?
Yeah, Fair Cloth, like two separate words. And I was like, you know, that's not a bad idea. But I wasn't married yet when I started my blog. So
that would have been weird.
But I did think she had an interesting point. And I was like, you know what? If I ever, you know, did you know, sustainable fashion, it would be Faircloth, you know.
Yeah, I actually love that. I love that idea. So crystal.faircloth.
Faircloth. And then Slow Your Scroll is the podcast name on iTunes, wherever podcasts
are. Wherever, yeah. And I'll link to all these things.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Cool. Well, thank you so, so much for doing this. We did like a little podcast swap.
I know. Well, if you haven't heard, Julie's on my podcast too, so you better go back.
I am. And I'll link to that too, and I'll be pushing that. Yes. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And there you have it. Hope you loved this episode with Crystal. It was so much fun to record. Be sure to follow Crystal. Check out her podcast. Check out the episode we did together on her podcast. Check out her website, her Instagram, everything. And as always, you can follow me at By Julie Lauren on all social media channels, especially Instagram. And again, be sure to check out patreon.com/JulieLauren if you're interested in my different membership options. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back very soon. Bye-bye.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself.
What would kids do?
Dance to a giant organ played by ocean waves? Yep. Camp in floating tree houses hundreds of feet off the ground? Check. Jump in a big tub of mud on purpose? Call it rejuvenation. We don't care. Just pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. If you need help, ask your kids. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.